And Matt, it brings us to trivia. In honor of Captain America Winter Soldier, we are playing Soldier movie trivia, and we are so lucky to have Charles Huddleston back, who is the writer, co-writer, and director of the movie Blue. Charles, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you.
Once again, for the Jawheads who are interested in checking out more about the movie Blue, where's the best place to do so online?
Well, our web address is bluemovie.us.
Definitely, Jawheads, check it out. It is going to be hitting the festival circuit this year and in theaters later this year. We've seen the trailer. We're excited for it. And it is our indie special, Matt. So
that's right.
Absolutely. Charles, you're our guest. You get to choose if you want to go first or let Matt go first. There are steals if the person doesn't know it. And if you get stuck on one, our engineer, Elias Rodriguez, has clues to all the questions. You get one trip to the ER.
All right. I think I'm going to let Matt go first.
All right. All right. What a nice guy, isn't he, Matt?
He is.
All right. Question number one. And they're easy to start off, Charles. Question number one over to you, Matt. This actor played Lieutenant Colonel Hal Moore in the 2002 film We Were Soldiers.
That's supposed to be easy?
I believe so. Soldier movie trivia, We Were Soldiers. Who starred in it?
I don't know. It was Ed Harris.
Absolutely incorrect. Charles, you got a chance for a steal right off the bat. Who starred in We Were Soldiers?
I want to say Mel Gibson.
One to nothing, Charles. Well done. Well done, buddy. I love to see Matt lose, so this makes me happy. Question number two over to you, Charles. This 1995 movie sees a group of Green Army soldiers led by Sarge come to life to help see what Andy got for his birthday. Group of Green Army toy soldiers come to life.
Was it like Tiny Soldiers?
Matt, you got a chance for a steal here.
Toy Story?
I know what movie you were thinking about, Charles, and it may come up later. It is tied up 1-1. Question number three over to you, Matt. Jean-Claude Van Damme and Dolph Lundgren star as soldiers who kill each other but are reanimated by a secret army project in this 1992 film.
Universal Soldier. See, give me a Van Damme question, and I'm all over it.
It is 2-1, Matt K.
Charles, did you see that commercial where he does the split between the two moving trucks?
I did, yes.
Were you thoroughly impressed?
Yeah, it's very impressive.
It sounded like he was impressed. Yeah. Question four is over to you, Charles. Which actor starred as Colonel Robert Goldshaw, who led the first unit of the U.S. Army to be made up of entirely African-American men in the film Glory? Who was the actor who led that unit in Glory?
Right. Yes, of course. Oh, no.
Oh, boy. You do have a trip to the ER if you need it.
I'll take the trip to the ER.
Oh, boy, a trip to the ER. And question number four. Elias, what was the name of the actor who led the unit in Glory?
Your clue is married to a Sex and the City star.
That's a terrible clue.
Ooh, boy.
That is a terrible clue. I was kind of close, and now I don't think I was anywhere near.
Oh, boy.
Right. I don't know.
Married to a Sex and the City star. Anything, Charles?
No.
Boy, oh, boy. Matt, you can blow this thing wide open. Who starred as the Colonel in the movie Glory?
Was it Denzel? Denzel Washington?
Oh. Who's he married to in Sex and the
well,
City?
Well, then it's...
Matthew Broderick. Yes, Matthew Broderick.
Oh, Jesus.
Boy, oh, boy.
I blew that one.
Right, okay. Yes, yeah.
Yeah. So it is still only 2-1, and question number five is over to Matt.
Wait, who did he marry?
Jessica Parker.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They're married?
Yeah.
That poor bastard.
I know. I feel sorry for him. Matt, question number five. Which actress played Private Benjamin in the 1980 Laugh Out Loud Private Benjamin?
I like the way you say Benjamin. That would be Goldie Hawn.
3-1, Matt K. We need a big comeback here, Charles. Question number six is over to you. Sean Astin and Will Wheaton starred in this 1991 movie that sees a group of terrorists seize control of a boarding school, of all things. What was the name of that movie? Sean Astin, Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton.
Yeah. Terrorists take over a boarding school. Soldier movie trivia.
I don't know.
Any guess? Love,
but no.
Matt?
Is that Taps?
We were looking for the movie Toy Soldiers. Toy Soldiers. I don't know if you guys have seen this one.
No, but I really want to. Will Wheaton and Sean Astin?
Oh, boy. All right. Question number 7, Matt. Over to you. Name the 2001 espionage film that starred Gary Oldman, Colin Firth, Tom Harding, and Benedict Cumberbatch.
Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy.
Boy, oh boy. Matt takes a commanding lead here. I didn't think you'd get that at all. 4-1, Matt K. It is over, but the last question of the game is over to you, Charles. Name the 1998 movie in which Gregory Smith and Kristen Dunst play live-action kids who have their small army toys come to life on them. You were thinking of this on question number...
That's the movie I was thinking about before, right.
You were very, very close. It's just another word besides tiny.
Small soldiers.
You nailed it. You nailed it.
David,
nice.
David Cross pops up in that film.
Does he really?
Yeah, he does.
Wow.
It's a good movie.
It ends 4-2. Matt, you get a win underneath your belt.
Here's a virtual handshake for you, Charles. Fist bump.
Congratulations. Very good.
We call it a jawbreaker if it was a tie. This question would have been over to you, Charles. Are you ready? Better Army comedy, Stripes or MASH?
Oh, I love Stripes.
We'd give that to you. I think Stripes is the right answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The real jawbreaker was this. Age of Matthew Broderick. Closest to. Charles, you got a guess?
50.
Elias, lock Charles in at 50. Matt, you got a guess?
That's a pretty good guess. I'll say 53.
Ooh, we'd give that actually to Matt. 52. You guys were right on. 52 wow. years old for Matthew Broderick.
Nice.
Charles, I wish you could have beat Matt in Soldier Movie Trivia, but it wasn't today.
Yeah, I know.
once again, though, for the Jawheads at home, the best place to find out more about the movie Blue.
Right. Online. Our website is bluemovie.us, and we've got links on there to our Twitter and Facebook and everything else.
Charles, thanks for coming on Cinema Jaw.
Yeah, thanks so much, man. Really appreciate
it. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. Definitely be in contact with us when the film comes out.
Okay, will do.
Best of luck.
And if you're here in Chicago for a premiere or something at one of the film festivals out here, please let us know so we can come and shake your hand in person.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks again, Charles.
Great. Thanks.
Thanks.